it's more than a co-working space, right? So from the very beginning, I kind of coined two quotes. One is cross-pollinate and grow. And that's, you know, if you are a developer and you're, you know, surrounded by somebody who has, you know, a marketing background or is in the nonprofit sector, and you bring those people together, the kind of magic that we've seen entire businesses just blossom out of intersecting or, you know, really spending time and picking the brains with people that you normally wouldn't.
Welcome to Startup Talk with Millard and Andrew. Millard Chan and Andrew Moss launched this podcast to give a voice to the countless founders, angel investors, incubators, supporters, and startup events located in San Diego.
Welcome back to another episode of Startup Talk with Millard and Andrew. I'm Andrew. Mill, good to see you.
Good to see you, man. We have a pretty stacked day. We've got a number of episodes to record today with such inspiring people, so I'm super stoked.
Same here. It's a marathon, not a sprint, though. So
that's right. We are so excited to be joined today by Monique Williamson, who is Executive Director at Desk Hub, which is the premier co-working destination for San Diego's brightest entrepreneurs, VCs, corporations, nonprofits, and social enterprises. She is one of San Diego's most promising young leaders, renowned for her expertise in curating communities that operate at the intersection of technology, culture, and social entrepreneurship. Previously, Ms. Williamson had held business development and project management positions in the media, gaming, and technology sectors. Monique, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. So stoked to kind of hear your story.
Glad to be here.
So what really fascinated me in doing some research about your background was this curation aspect. So when did you first develop the interest and then the skill for curating communities?
That one goes way back. I was a very active child in multiple disciplines. So we're talking tap, jazz, ballet, abstract art, Greek, Mandarin. So being involved in that many activities and around that many different people with interest.
Okay, hold on a second. Did I hear Mandarin?
Yes.
Okay, so you must have grown up in Silicon Valley.
Absolutely, Silicon Valley. I guess we would call it a overachiever as a child. To me, it was just normal. But, you know, there was that. And there was, you know, kids from the public school and my cousins who lived out of town. And you bring them together for one big major event. And when you're six, the big major event is your birthday party. How do you bring all of those people together and make everyone feel comfortable and welcome? And that's when it all started, as far as I can go back, you know, having these giant events.
That's crazy, because as the six-year-old, you're the recipient of the birthday party, but you actually played a role in actually organizing your own birthday party.
And organizing it, and also making sure that everybody felt welcome, you know, that everybody met everyone in the room and nobody felt left out, and always trying to find a common ground, you know, because us as humans, there's always something that we can connect with someone on. We all have
that
something in common.
That is not trivial at all. That's so important. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have I gone to social gatherings? And a lot of times, I don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. But there are those gatherings that really stand out in my mind because the host take your hand and bring you over to introduce you to somebody else. And those type of things are so memorable because it's so rare that people do that.
Right, yeah. And you know, that fast forward into my career, right? So, you know, I worked in the engineering department. I was an NFL cheerleader. I worked in video game production. You know, again, I have friends from high school. And one of the businesses that I had was that in working in genetics, and the purpose was to find our character similarities, not just our background and ancestry, but what is it that, why do we hang out with each other? What are our similarities? Why do you like the color red? You know, why do we like to hang out with entrepreneurs? And you know, in doing this, literally taking saliva from 100 of my closest friends and family and a bunch of strangers, was that, you know, what is it that makes us all kind of the same? How do we all connect? So, you know, from a child, and I mean, still I'm doing the same thing, it's what is it that brings us together? And it's finding that one thing.
It makes sense. It seems to interweave all throughout your life, this curation aspect. Also in your Bible, in your bio, why is it important to, do you think, to connect technology, culture, and social entrepreneurship?
For me, you can't have one without the other. You know, you can have technology, but with that, you, in order to cultivate a following, right, you need to have culture. It's one thing to bring awareness to what you're doing and to drive an interest, but it's another thing to keep people coming back and actually using the product and building a community. That's what that takes. And as far as social entrepreneurship, to me, that's the stuff that really, really matters. You know, you can go out there and you can say, I'm going to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire, and that doesn't work. You know, everything that you touch has to have purpose. You know, the people that I like to surround myself, you know, around, are people that have a purpose, you know, something that's bigger than yourself, like solving a problem, and everything that you do and everything that you touch is driving towards solving that problem, making things better for others.
Absolutely. I mean, so many of us have these jobs that are just so difficult. And how do you get up every day out of bed? Is because you want to go and see and work and meet people that inspire you to keep you going.
Right. When you have purpose, it doesn't feel like work. You know, if you know that you're solving a problem and you get to interface with these inspiring people that are changing the world, you know, even at Dust Cup, you know, we have so many. That's what makes it such an exciting place. We have people that are really, really making an impact, not just on the local level, but the global level as well.
Why don't you explain to our listeners what you do at Dust Cup, how like that you get that social and entrepreneurship purpose in your life to want to go to work? Tell us what you do.
The short answer is everything. The long answer is, it's more than a co-working space, right? So from the very beginning, I kind of coined two quotes. One is cross-pollinate and grow. And that's, you know, if you are a developer and you're, you know, surrounded by somebody who has, you know, a marketing background or is in the nonprofit sector, and you bring those people together, the kind of magic that we've seen entire businesses just blossom out of intersecting or, you know, really spending time and picking the brains with people that you normally wouldn't. And then the other one, you know, most co-working spaces is just a desk. And when I started, I thought that it was going to be something similar, really plug and play. You're going to show up with your laptop, your headphones, pretend it's Starbucks, get in, get out. And it's not that. I found that people really want to belong to something, you know, it's an actual community. It's really funny when we come back from like a holiday break, we have this like hugging culture where people are hugging each other and how are you and how are your kids and how's your dog? And we don't get that anymore with, you know, plug into Wi-Fi everywhere you go. We don't get that kind of old-fashioned, you know, back in the day, Sun Microsystems, and they still have them in Silicon Valley. We had these big campuses, right? And that's what there was a destination. You know, you can be the biggest and brightest, but you still get in the car every day and you have a destination to go to and you're not just a lone ranger on your own island. And the co-working concept has solved that, right? Like you get in your car or walk. San Diego's so walkable. But you have a destination, you have a community, and you get excited to talk to people. And if there's somebody new or if, you know, there's a resource that you need or you have a question, you have it all in-house. So that's, you know, my job is to connect people. You know, my job is, again, going back to my six-year-old self, you know, it's your first day at Dust Cup. What do? You should, you know, you're working in solar panels. You should meet clean tech over here. You should meet, you know, the women at Athena over here. So, you know, my job
it's kind of like the host at a party, you know?
This is true. 20,
all the time, though, all year round as a host.
So what would you say is the composition of the members of Dust Cup, different people and organizations? What's the ecosystem like in there?
It's something for everyone. We have everything from clean energy and law, finance,
You've got designers. VC. You've got VCs.
Yeah, we have VCs there. We have, you know, what I would call a solopreneur or somebody who actually does have a 9-to-5 job that comes to desk at 10 p.m., you know, trying to figure out what his, you know, next gig is going to be. We have security systems. We have, everyone and everything there.
What I forgot to ask was, earlier in your career, and I think it's told in kind of your upbringing, early in your career, you spent time as an NFL cheerleader. And so what was the impact of that experience on, say, your public speaking and presentational poise? Because you have that, and I've seen you at a number of Desk Cup events, and you know, you're a force to be reckoned with, but it's a really welcoming force.
Thank you. You know, that experience, I would say, it's confidence. That's what I got from that experience. And it wasn't just about, you know, putting on heels and makeup and performing. It was about really feeling comfortable in my own skin. You know, it was for the first time finding a tribe of people. You know, they refer to you know, folks like that. Finding my tribe and surrounded by women that I felt spoke my same language. And, you know, I was very young at the time, one of the youngest girls, and all of these women are so accomplished. You know, you think of a cheerleader and she's, you know, a pretty face and a wonderful costume. And these women were doctors and authors and mothers. And, you know, there was a woman that was a United Airlines welder.
Wow, that's amazing. Which team was this for?
This was for the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
And so to be around these women, it inspired me and really instilled a level of confidence that, you know, at that young age I didn't have on my own, but it's definitely carried with me throughout the years.
So it's probably helped you in terms of helping others problem solve. And so, you know, what are the typical types of problems you see for people within, you know, the companies within Desk Hub?
I don't necessarily see problems in anything, but where I do notice that people call on me the most, there's two. One is, you know, the purpose that I have at Desk Hub is to shift the consciousness of the way people work together and get out of that mode of, I have a door, you know, this is my office, I have a door. Or also to recognize or to encourage people to interact and help one another and talk. And, you know, you go to Starbucks or a coffee shop, you sit down, and the person could be sitting right next to you. You won't speak to them. But you go to Desk Hub and you do.
That's so true.
Yeah, you were saying it's a unique situation where people do interact like that. When you first got there, how was the mood in the Desk Hub? Did you change it at all, or how did that go?
So I opened the doors there. So there from the very beginning. In fact, for the first 3 months that we were open, secretly we were still running on a generator. We didn't yet have electricity, you know, and people couldn't wait to start. You know, they couldn't wait to get in. There was this excitement and there was this buildup that was already happening. People were looking forward to being together in the space. I had been going to events and startup weeks and talks and discussions. And so there was a lot of, you know, the narrative about what was going to become had been happening for quite some time. So, you know, people couldn't wait to get in, and then magic happened instantly.
So, you know, you're very... You know, like I said, you're a force to be reckoned with within Desk Hub, and you were recently nominated for the Athena Pinnacle Awards. And so, you know, I read about this all the time, but I would love to just kind of hear from you. You know, are there particular challenges that women face in the technology, culture, and social enterprise sectors?
I think right now is an amazing time to be a woman. There's so much focus surrounding the topic of diversity and inclusion. And so there's a level of awareness, I think, that is happening now that wasn't there before. But personally, you know, I am 5'10", always in heels, which means that I'm 6'2" on any given day. You know, I am 27% Native American, 26% African American, 24% Mexican, 23% Eastern European, and a woman. So if I kind of pinpointed any one of these and thought that I was different or that it was a challenge, especially in tech or career, I'd probably would have ended up in a much different place. You know, there's all of these things that people could potentially think that are different or aren't the norm. But, you know, the way I see it is, if you have purpose and you are drive, you know, driven towards your goal, you know, that, you know, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that's what people notice. That's what people react to. If that's your driving force, you know, and so, you know, people don't see me as a woman or a tall woman or a minority woman. They just see and hear, you know, it's the purpose that comes through.
No, that's really cool that people can see past, you know, there's so many people who are just sort of so narrowly focused that, you know, they only see, you know, what you are really, but based
on your... the word from the genetics world is phenotype, right?
Yes.
You remember that, Monique?
Exactly.
There you go. So yeah, that you're able to, you know, show your work rather than people judge you on your work rather than who you are as a person. That's, you know, that's how the world really should be.
Right. Plus they bring all the cool people together.
There you go. Yeah. You're the host of the party. And so, yeah, you built Desk Hub's physical space and brand in San Diego. Mm-hmm. What tips do you have for entrepreneurs who are starting out their own journeys in San Diego?
Let's see. What tips do I have? Don't compare. You know, set yourself up, set a goal and move towards it and keep being better. I personally, this is my dirty little secret, I've never been to another co-working space in my life. and it's, you know, it's not about going to see what my neighbor's doing or hearing, you know, who has what or who's doing what's next. It's about like feeding into the needs of my own culture and community that we have within the space and going outside and learning new things and just applying those. But it's always just being better. You know, and again, that's where that passion comes in. And that's why I admire the folks that are in this, you know, social enterprise sector so much is, you know, you can kind of veer to the left or veer to the right, but your main focus never really changes, you know, and you just keep working towards that general purpose.
So actually going back to what you were saying before about drawing people out of their shells, mm-hmm. Practically, how does this happen in Desk Hub? Because I do recall there's a lot of open areas, but there are some private offices. And so if you have people, regardless of which area, section of the building they're in, and they're all focused on their own thing, what kind of programs or events or do you grab people by the hand to kind of get them to interact with each other?
All of
what are some like practical ways to do that?
All of the above. So we have this awesome event. It's called First Tuesdays that we do with Connect. I mean, we've been getting, I want to say, between 80 and over 100 people there on the first Tuesday of every month. It's a great way to network. And so that's been a wonderful collaboration. We have speaker series and lunch and learns. We even poach people just from the neighborhood. Little Italy is such a fantastic neighborhood. So we'll just, you know, there's could be the guy at the local coffee shop or the girl who just opened a boutique and bring her in to share her story. We have meditation every Monday with Sarah from Compassionate, who's amazing, Wellness Wednesdays. And so, you know, there's something for everybody. Not everybody just wants to hang around, you know, around the keg. Mm-hmm. Some people do. And then also sometimes, you know, on any given day, it is me literally grabbing somebody by the hand and running them over. Like, you'll never guess who just joined here. You guys need to connect. There's definitely some synergy there.
And so what you said there before was you haven't been to another co-working space before.
Right.
How do you take feedback from the people in the co-working space? How do you kind of figure out what you want to do?
Yeah, it's very much a family, right? So I had, you know, this kind of idea and vision of, you know, there's another Desk Hub in Arizona and San Diego culture is much different. But it's, I think the reason why people love Desk Hub so much and why our members continue to come back and grow within, I mean, we've had teams that have grown from 8 to 18, you know, or 1 to 8, is the fact that everybody feels like they have a voice. You know, just the other day, somebody's like, I think you should paint this wall. What color do you want to paint it? And now we have a blue wall. or, you know, so everyone has a say in what, you know, the environment. And that's the thing. We're there as a resource. We're there to be the foundation and to provide a comfortable environment so that you can do what you do best, right?
Yeah, I think Desk Hub has an advantage over some other co-working spaces around the region simply because you're located in the Little Italy section of downtown San Diego, where there are people living in higher density areas. People can walk to work, walk to restaurants, et cetera. So you're able to have a nice community within a community.
And it is a community, and that's the thing, you know. We're kind of shifting away from just like come in and you have a door and a desk. You know, I call it real people, not real estate. And that's the number one focus. The number one focus are on the people and what they're doing. You know, we're there to support what people are working on within the space.
So you've had some interesting developments last year, the Connect at Desk Hub.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what that is and who's Connect?
Connect DT, they've been around for a very, very long time here in San Diego, and they provide support for entrepreneurs. They're an accelerator locally, and so they do have a springboard program. H. Puentes is the person that's on site, but again, you know, there's so many cool things that are happening downtown, East Village, you know, Point Loma, all of these smaller little neighborhoods here. And I believe originally Connect was in UTC, and it's just another way to kind of shift that focus to all of the innovation that's happening in the downtown, and we, you know, south of the 8.
And so you've really integrated yourself into the San Diego community since you've moved down from the Bay Area. And like, so what, for your personal or professional life, what additional help from people, companies, or organizations do you seek?
I'm always on the lookout just to find out who's doing what. You know, what's the latest and greatest in innovation? You know, who's starting something new? Who's growing? And ideas. You know, I just love hearing ideas.
Well, how do you get that information? So to find out who's doing what and what's going on in town, what are the different types of resources or people or things you go to find out?
Ah, so TCA, Tech Coast Angels, is a wonderful resource. Mike Cran and San Diego Venture Group, they have a great, great programming. I feel Clean Tech San Diego is one of our members at Desk Hub, and they have programming on a regular basis. There's a Facebook group, San Diego Tech Scene, that's wonderful just to stay in the know. There's another rock star by the name of Mia who runs Startup Grind and Geek Girl. And so, I mean, on any given time, I'm everywhere. And San Diego has an abundance of resources and events and networking. It's really, really cool to see how the community has come together.
So, what we'd love to find out is some shout outs.
Ah.
So who are the cool people and organizations around town that you think deserve some shout outs?
All right, I'll throw out some shout outs. Pat Walsh at Classy San Diego. Those are some folks that are doing really big things and really putting San Diego on the map here. Stephen Cox at Take Lessons. The folks at Community Boost are doing great things, as is Mission Edge, doing awesome things for social entrepreneurs. The EDC is working on an awesome initiative for diversity and inclusion. Ashok Kamal at Tech Coast Angels. AJ Tang Sok at 41 West. He's very, very interesting, young, up-and-coming developer who's totally upping the game on the way people truly live in San Diego. And with his personalization, and he's emphasizing San Diego, the atmosphere in our beautiful city as an amenity. Stacy Pennington at Maker's Quarter. And Denise Getsem, who's just an absolute rock star around town.
That's an awesome list. I mean, this is just people we might want to talk to.
Absolutely.
On Startup Talk.
Absolutely.
So, Monique, as we wrap up, how can people reach out to you?
Facebook. You can reach me at Facebook or Monique, that's Monique Williamson, or Monique at deskhub.com.
Excellent. So, folks that want to reach us, you can tweet us at Startup Talk Pod, tweet me personally at Millard Y. Chan. You can email us at startuptalkpodcast@gmail.com or check out our website at startuptalkpodcast.com. Monique, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Glad to be here.
That wraps up another episode of Startup Talk with Millard and Andrew.
Let's get started.
Hey, folks, please subscribe to Startup Talk with Millard and Andrew on iTunes and rate and review us. It helps other people find this podcast. This episode was produced by Millard Chan and Andrew Moss. Our sound editor is Lee Liang. Additional voices from Mindy Nguyen. Our theme music is Good Times by Poddington Bear from soundofpicture.com. Our podcast Sherpa is Charles Wilchett.